You're listening to Soulmates in Business, the podcast that helps purpose-driven couples to grow a successful business and thrive in their relationship. Join the community at soulmatesinbusiness.com. Now, please welcome your hosts, longtime married entrepreneurs, Sarah and Scott Butler.
Welcome, everyone, to the Soulmates in Business podcast. This is the podcast for couples in business, and we're Sarah, and this is Scott.
Hello.
And we're going to talk about journey that we've been on and how to remove yourself more from the day-to-day in your business. And as business owners, it can be really difficult to remove yourself as you're always required to be all in and show up. And for years, we really juggled with the long hours and early mornings and late nights and really put a lot of time into the business, which, you know, is always needed, isn't it, when you're building a business. So you have to really show up and be there. But we did come to a stage where I was like, okay, we do need to step back a bit more. And we realized that that actually took us a long time to do because of a lot of blockages we had.
I think that we always wanted to do that. From the start, you know, our previous episode, we spoke about systems, and putting those systems in place was, I was hoping to remove us from the business. But I think what it came down to was mindset about, do we really want to be removed from the business? We had certain blockages there.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that today, and we'll share how we managed to remove ourselves and what caused that change and how that practically looked. As business owners, we hope that you'd take away from this that you'd really reassess where you are at in your business. And it's easy to get stuck in the daily grind, and it's hard to see yourself, you know, moving out when so much does rely on you. So we hope that you can take away some ideas and, yeah, some conversation and mindset shifts between each other on what that would look like for you if you were to step away more from your business, so that not just so we can sit around with our feet up with a cup of tea, which is nice, but it is also around, well, where can we invest our time more
wisely in the business to help it grow and to help us grow as individuals, and also like what's important to us, our family, and being there for our sons.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. And we've wrestled with this for years. Like Scott mentioned, it was just really hard to get away. And so this will be a really great conversation. I think it's also really important to talk about this because when you're in business together as a couple, you're often juggling the roles. You know, like one of us would be up early, one would be back late, and you do end up almost being all in the business together, that you can feel burnt out, you can feel too tired, and then you don't have enough energy for each other or for your kids. And you can also just feel quite trapped in the business and you're wondering, you know, how do we get out of it? So we know we were like that. I felt very trapped, and you get to the point where you almost resent the amount the business demands from you. But when you do step back and you do reassess and move yourself away from the business, you wonder why you haven't actually done it sooner.
Yeah, that's true.
We've worked together in our business for 13 years, and as the business has grown, we have literally just mucked in and done everything. Like, it was just a business that we started from home, and it's just evolved over time. So we just sort of rode that wave and just went with what the business needed.
Yeah, much like business owners listening to this will know that they did everything at the start, and you just got to peel those layers away of doing everything and giving them to other people to do.
Well, I remember when we got our first staff member in at 6 months, we were still working from home with our business, and that was a huge thing. It was quite exciting at the time, but, you know, it was like all of a sudden, oh, this is a new employee now. We're at this new level now where we can get someone in. And it's just interesting what goes on in the mind as a business owner with doing that. You know, we felt that everything had to be done by us, and we were often picking up the slack too. When someone was sick, you have to do that. You know, someone texts in and says they're sick, you got to show up, which I didn't particularly like, especially when we had young kids at home. It would be like a 5:30 a.m. text saying I'm sick, and we'd have to get up and go to work, and I didn't start to enjoy that very much.
No, it's not a thing you enjoy, but yeah, like when you're running a business, there's things like that that happen, and sometimes you need to have a backup plan for the backup kind of thing. So, because it is often us that ends up in work having to jump back in and do the work.
That sometimes those things are needed, but I think if it if it's an ongoing thing, it just really starts to do your head in.
Mm.
For us in those early days, even though we had staff members coming in slowly, the resistance was around, you know, paying someone to do the right job. So we're a small business at the time. The outlay of a staff member was quite a big deal. And we always felt too that, well, we can do the job faster and we can do the job better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll probably be talking about that later, but that was, for me, that's a big block to actually removing myself from the business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think too with things like with public holidays and all those extra loading around staff pay, it's just like the sort of things that come up as business owners is, oh, how much is this person going to cost? And I have to pay them double time if they come in on a weekend or a public holiday. For years, we never got any staff members in. We would always work because we had to with the nature of our business. And so we would drag the kids down to the office.
Mm.
And you and I would just work. We wouldn't have a day off.
And that was just another mindset we had to smash, I guess, wasn't it? Like, yeah. Why should I pay a staff member double time or sometimes triple time just so they could do the same job? Yeah. I'm going to do it myself. And you know, those are the things that step by step can just cause burnout and resentment. And
obviously, we weren't prioritizing the importance of family time and rest time as well. Like, that's another issue that gets in the way. So there's a lot of things that were stopping us from stepping away from the business. The money, paying for wages, the mindset that we wanted to do the job faster and better. And we weren't really prioritizing family time, our quiet time and downtime. I was also very much into how our product presented. And so for me, I had a lot of control going on and a lot of fear around letting that go. We came from a small business where we knew every customer by name. It was very personal. It was very small. And the business just kept growing and it just had this sort of dramatic growth over the years that I started to feel like I was losing my grip on the control of everything, like how customers were being looked after and how all the product was going out. And it really was just messes with your mind in a way because you know, you wanted to control, and I just really felt on edge a lot because I didn't know how to control my control issues as the business grew.
And for me, a lot of my blockages were around that I created these jobs and these tasks and I could get them done a lot quicker and more accurately than anyone else. And I'd realized that because I was so quick at them, I'd be like saving 2 hours of wages if I did every 1 hour that I worked. So that was a big blockage for me. It was just like, well, you know, really I'm saving $50 an hour here if I get it done myself. And I also had a mindset that I'm getting the job done properly and because it's my business and staff just don't have that way about them. They're not going to do a good job because it's not their business. So,
but that's, I think there's a lot of conversation around that with small business owners and in that, you know, you're not going to get anyone who's going to come in with the same amount of passion, obviously, as you as a business owner. And then to that, that is true. And I felt that we've carried that and felt that as well. So it was almost like, well, how do you, I think it's really hard to bring in staff because it's how do you then motivate them to do the job the way that,
yeah, and like. What we have found is that there are some good people out there that want to do a good job. But if you're having a mindset of they're not going to do a good job, then that's stopping you from finding those right people. Ultimately, it's about me wanting to be in control of everything.
We're both control freaks.
Yeah, in our own ways.
Yeah.
And also, like, around the financial mindset as well. Like,
yeah.
Well, if I do the job, I'm saving money, but I don't go beyond that and go, well, if I was free to do other things to grow the business, then I'll be my value would be a lot more than that $50 an hour that I was saving by doing certain other tasks.
But I think our control wasn't because we're necessarily narcissistic, horrible people. It's more that we were so passionate about the business and it was growing so fast that it was almost like we were on this freight train of a very fast-moving business, and it was like we had no time really to think about what it would look like if we stepped away. We didn't think that was an option. We did put in a lot of systems and processes and over time, which we've talked about in that last episode, which helped, but there was still that blockage and that mindset around, well, we can't step back. So what made us change? And it's interesting that we probably didn't start having this conversation or really start to open up around our mindset around stepping away until some big things took place in our life.
Mm.
And it's often the big things that make you reflect on where you're at and what you're doing. And so for us, for me, I had a turn in my health and I got diagnosed with Hashimoto's, which is a thyroid autoimmune condition. And my health was not great at all. And I really felt that the stress and the busyness of the business and the long hours, and it was quite a physical job, was really taking its toll on me, as well as obviously we had the three boys as well. So there was just so much going on. So for me, stepping back was almost like, I have to do this. Otherwise, there's no point me doing this really if my health isn't good.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it was also around at the same time that happening, we were looking at moving down to the beach, and it's like, well, how's that going to work with if we're not around? And I had all sorts of ideas, like, I just have like all these cameras around the office to make sure everything's running smoothly. Which never happened, because it didn't need to happen in this bit. It's like, but I do remember, like, so there was this time when we had to move down to the beach. It's like, okay, so how can we make this work when we're living an hour and a half from the office? And so it forced us to think about every aspect of the business that we were doing. And it's like, can this be done by someone else? And often, like, you give this certain tasks to other people and they take it and they go with it and it's great. And it's like, wow, why didn't we do that sooner?
Well, we used to live a 5-minute walk from the office. So I think that, and it was great while the kids were young and it was great while the business was growing, but it
felt so convenient, didn't it?
It was really convenient. But then
on the flip side of that, it meant we could just go there anytime we wanted.
And we just went, oh, we'll just go down to the office and do some work. And it was like on the weekend.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, and that, and then once we'd moved down here, you were still recovering with your health. And one day you just said to me that that's it. You don't want to travel up to Melbourne anymore and you don't want to work on certain things in the business anymore. You wanted to do things that you enjoyed.
Yeah.
And again, that was like, well, my first reaction was, no, you're not allowed to do that. we're working as a couple. We're in this together, but we are in this together. And so then I moved from, you didn't give me a choice, but we moved from, we're in this together. So I'm going to support you in helping you to remove yourself from the business. And it's worked. And we just made it happen.
We've evolved in that.
And it's if you tell yourself, right, I'm going to say there's no other way than doing this. So in for your situation, Sarah, was you said you're not going to go and travel anymore. You're not going to work in certain aspects of the business. And so that was the only option. So it's like, well, we've got to make this work now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the keys, is to, like, if this is what you want, make it the only option. Mm. Don't have excuses as to why you can't have it. Make it the only option, as, and then you'll start to see things that will work. You'll start to see things of way, you'll start to see ways of making that happen.
Yeah. Well, that was quite a dramatic move for me to turn around and say that to you. But that was all based on the fact that we'd lost a very good friend to cancer. And she passed away. And when someone really, really close to you passes away and you're having these conversations with her on the last days of her life, and it just makes me stop and think and go, well, what is important? What have I been doing and why? It was just one of those complete wake-up calls. And for me to come to you and say, I'm not doing this anymore, was a huge thing. And it was purely driven by the sadness and the loss and the grief of losing someone, because I also needed that space just to grieve and have time just to recover from that. And I think it also just made me realize, well, we're here now at the beach and my kids are settling into new schools and I'm recovering from my health and I don't need to be, you know, it was all this whole waking up of, oh, well, what is actually really, really important? And I think the biggest fear of doing that is if I step away, then the business falls away and money cash flow drops and all those things. But amazingly, and none of that happened. And I think the opposite happened. Exactly.
Because I think the reason is because if you're in a business that you don't want to be in, then it's constricting, isn't it? And
well, it's not that I didn't want to be in it. It's just that I needed a break. But
there were certain things you didn't want to be doing. That was what it was.
So there were the big changes that happened for us. There were the sort of the significant moments that helped us really think outside the box of moving, stepping away from the business more. And amazingly, as we said, the business didn't suffer. The business has grown because of it. And so the biggest thing that we had to work through, so how did we actually do it? So we've talked about the mindset shift and really overcoming the blockages and actually understanding and talking through the fears that of stepping away. What does that mean? And what is, you know, letting go of that control? And so we had a lot of talks around what we were good at.
Yeah, sometimes I think that we don't realize our blockages until we start talking with someone about it. And that could be your spouse or your partner, and that brings that to the surface. But other times it can be you do need someone else involved, a business coach or just a friend to help you identify the blockages that are stopping you from moving forward there.
So we did do lots of talks around about what we were good at. So we actually sat down and went, okay, this is the jobs that I absolutely hate doing in the business and I don't want to do anymore. And these are the jobs that I do enjoy and where I feel really excited about showing up in the business. And that was a really good conversation. You physically write it out, like, what do you do? What do you like? What do you don't like? And then we could go, well, what does it cost? What would it cost us to get someone in to do that? And then we had to think about, well, if we're going to pay a salary for a staff member to come in and do that, for example, take off 3 days a week admin or a day a week admin from you, what then will we do to then help grow the business? And it created more times.
And when you say that, that's another important aspect as well. We talk about our mindset shifts, but there's always, as we're not doing it because we can't see beyond it. So it's like we need a purpose. If we're not doing this, what will we be doing?
Yeah.
And if we don't know what else we'll be doing, then I know that's for me, that's like, well, if I gave up this job, I'll be giving it to someone, but what am I going to be doing instead? And it kind of takes away my purpose of what I'm doing in my life. It's finding that purpose, like your true purpose of what is it you really want and what you want to do and where you want to be. And so having that purpose will help you to shift as well and move roles away from you.
If you haven't actually downloaded our ebook on our website, How to Do Business and Life Together with Purpose, that is really good. It goes into why you're doing what you're doing. Yeah. For me, for an example of stepping back and then investing in something else to help grow the business is I took away a day of admin. We got a staff member in that allowed me to do a day of a copywriting course, which helped me then use that all in our business. And that helped me rewrite our website. That helped change our newsletters and how we present all of our our marketing and copy to customers. And that was a fantastic investment. I absolutely loved that. And I love showing up to do that. And it's one of my favorite jobs in the business. So you don't want to be coming to work and dreading what you're doing.
Mm.
And I think there is times in business where you do have to show up and you're like, ugh, especially when someone calls in sick and you have to show up. Like Scott's done that recently, even living down on the beach.
Yeah, it's one person calling sick, fine. It's when two or three do that, and that's...
Scott's had to jump in the car a couple of times and drive up to Melbourne very early in the morning to deal with it. And, you know, those are not great times. But if that's happening a lot, then you really need to rethink what's going on. But the thing with staffing and releasing yourself from more, it's, well, what does that take? If we want to get someone in to come and do a really good job to take over our work, we then need to be putting in some systems and proper training. You cannot do this without properly training the staff and putting the systems in place. And we shared last week too, around a lot of those systems and processes and job descriptions that you put in place for people. So yeah, systems and processes will put that structure around the training that you need to then help you remove yourself from a particular thing that you're doing in the business so that you're free up to do something else.
Yeah.
I shared my example about doing the writing course. There's so many other things that I can do now with extra time, which actually helps grow the business. And you're finding, Scott, as well, you're doing that a lot more. So what's an example for you?
Oh, so when I was, as we were growing, we were having to go to the market more, or I was going to the market more. That's the wholesale market. We run an organic home delivery service, and I'd go to the fresh produce market. And it got to the point where I was going 3 days a week. With a 3 a.m. wake up, and it was just absolutely killing me. I was tired all the time. I didn't have any, felt like I didn't have any spare time to actually grow the business. I was just going through the motions. And the thing that was stopping me was that it was such a key part of the business to go into the market, make sure we're getting the correct produce and all of these things that I thought, how can I put a system around this? I can't. It's just like, it's just me. I'm never going to get out of this. But the first thing I had to do was actually, well, first of all, I'm going to advertise for a market person. And luckily, the right person came and did the job. And I was able to work with that person. And then as I was taking them to the market, I was seeing that there is a system involved. And there was a certain way of doing things. And then that person only was around for a few months. But on the next person who didn't have much experience with the market, I was able to go, this is how it's done. I was in a place where I was tired all the time, being grumpy all the time. And now I was able to not do that. And I had someone in place, and it just freed up all of my time to work more on the business. And I think that was just a good example of where we think, no, well, this part of the business, it relies on me. But anything operational within the business can be systemized. And all you need to do is get a person alongside you with what you're doing and try to explain to them. And that's how I created that job, which I thought would be like I'd be doing it forever.
Yeah, that was such a big change for you. And it's nice that you're not so tired anymore.
Yeah. And it's meant that I still do the markets and I enjoy doing them, but it's
one day a week now.
It's one day a week. And I can go on holiday now because I never used to be able to go on holiday.
I felt the same too with the staffing early starts when we start packing in the morning and all the quality control, and I'd be down there at 6 a.m. Yeah, letting that go was a huge thing for me. And I think I sort of relate to the business like a baby, you know, you sort of nurture it and you want to be there.
Well, that's it. And that's one of the reasons why people can't let go. You're letting go of your own child. Someone's got to look after it for you.
Yeah. Our business is technically a teenager now, so. Yeah.
Alongside our other teenager.
Yeah, so.
But we won't go there.
Don't go there. We love him and the business. We really do. And it's just interesting that we're in business together because we love it. And if you're in jobs that, and you're feeling so tired and run down and you're not really enjoying the business and your life together and your kids, it's like, well, you really need to shake things up because it is, well, what is the point? Really, life is short. Your health is important. Your family and your relationships are important. And you'll be amazed that when you do step back and do that and create space for yourself, your business won't flop. Your business won't fail. It will actually flourish. It's almost like you're squeezing it so tight because you want to control it. You can't breathe. But as soon as you loosen the grip and the control, you're opening up the doors for so many. And we've had the best people come in, work for us, that are in some ways really clever at doing things better than what we could do.
Yeah, exactly.
That's and they've added value to our business. And it's so nice to actually go, oh, well, I don't actually know the answer to that, but so-and-so does. I'm going to give them that job. And they take it and they do a fantastic job. And also just we have some amazing staff members who all, they know how we operate. They know how important this business is and they've captured that vision. And so they do show up with that as well. And we love that about that. And so the benefits of stepping away is that you do become much more productive. It helps you put better systems in the business that we talked about last episode to help run the business better. saving you time and money. You get to focus on things that are more important. Like you might want to go to do more workouts at the gym, or you might want to spend time with your kids more, or spend time writing a book or reading a book. You know, it's like what?
Yeah, it's that old thing of we create a business for our lifestyle, and then the business takes over our lives and we forget why we started the business in the first place. And that's another thing I think with me is like, well, I feel guilty if I'm going to the gym in the day or just stopping to read a book. But that's why I created the business in the first place, so I can have downtime anytime I want.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so that's, you know, you've got to go back to the reasons why we started the business in the first place.
Did I mention about downloading the ebook?
Oh, don't think so.
Download the ebook, people. It's all around finding why you're in business together and your purpose behind that. So it's a great conversation to have. So what if we've got some people out there, Scott, who are in this situation? What would we recommend they do to go away and talk about together this week?
So I think you just need to start with, what jobs do you really love in the business? What jobs do you really, and you want to continue doing, and you want to continue doing more of? What jobs do you really hate?
Dread. That feeling of dread.
And even just, you're just doing it going, someone else can do this. What am I doing it for? Someone else should be doing it. So that's what you need to be talking.
So it can be replaced by a system or a staff member, or like a process
exactly,
or system.
Yeah.
So we've talked about timesheets, for example. We've now never do anything on paper. We have an app. And the staff log in and it connects to...
Yeah, we have apps for everything now. So
that's just an example. Listen to the previous episode around that. And I think definitely looking at also, where can you upskill? So I think as business owners, we can constantly get just sort of stuck in just doing the day-to-day. But we are here to grow as people and grow in the business. And when you grow in yourself, you'll grow your business. Like I shared before, me stepping away has helped me do extra training on things around marketing and copywriting and, you know, stuff
and like that. And even little projects like this, that, like our podcast now. We've had so much time now to do this where it just wouldn't happen a few years ago. Wasn't even on the radar.
No.
Even though it would have been, we'd have liked to have done it.
So this is definitely an upskilling.
Mm.
I mean, this is super confronting and
for
upskilling.
For us to do a podcast, never done it before. And it's been great.
Yeah.
Been great experience.
Yeah. So really suggest that you guys spend some time together talking about in the business and, you know, giving each other that space to be free on talk about what the things you like and don't like. And that's just a really great starting point. So have that conversation and write it down and make it happen. And let us know. We'd love to hear about what small change that you have done to help you step away, even if it gives you an extra 2 hours in your day to work on something that you really, really want to do. Then let us know. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. hello@soulmatesinbusiness.com is our email to get in touch. And we'd love you to visit our website, soulmatesinbusiness.com, which is where you can download the free ebook. And obviously we're on Facebook and Instagram at Soulmates in Business.
Well, I think that was a fun episode.
Yeah. I love talking about this kind of stuff. So maybe we will explore it more in the future.
For sure.
Okay.
Thanks for
listening. Bye.